views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Getting better together. Welcome to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share strategies and best practices so you too can get fired up to create a culture of emotional engagement, wins, losses, and aha moments. Get fired up to grow your business with the Emotional Engagement Stylist. Now, here is your host, Connie Fife.
Hello. Are you ready to learn how to build a massive list, sell your products, and fill your programs using joint venture partnerships? Well, talk about relevance to the business sector. I mean, today's guest, she's dynamic. She had a book out a few years ago, a very successful book, Coaching Millions, which answers many of our questions because, you know, we simply don't know what we don't know. So welcome to the show. I've been out of here for a couple of weeks, but I am thrilled to be back because I just love what I do and the people that I get to speak with because we're transforming business and our people in a really positive way. Well, our guest is Milana Leshinsky. And in addition to her book writing, she's the creator of Recurring Revenue Revolution. And she's also the co-founder of the JV Insider Circle. I mean, this is the world's leading joint venture community for coaches, authors, speakers, you know, just experts. If you're an entrepreneur and you're an expert in a certain area, you want to keep listening because you really want to learn how creating joint venture partnerships is going to help you grow your business and basically overnight. This woman is amazing. She came here to the United States from the Soviet Ukraine over 20 years ago. Her background is really of a classical musician. And when she first came here, she had zero knowledge about the business world. But today, she has created a million-dollar business. And she did it part-time. She did it right from her own home, right from her living room. And she was raising two children while she was doing this at the same time. So the next time you say, I can't, or I need all these bells and whistles and a fancy office and this big staff around me to build a billion-dollar business, well, guess what? You don't need it. You really don't need it to succeed. Once you set your mind to it, you can take it in any direction, anywhere you want. I've worked with a great deal of joint ventures in the past years, but I never really got into it as this woman has. And I'm really excited to be interviewing Milana Leshinsky today and really getting the executive perspective of the power of joint venture marketing. So Milana, welcome to Master's Chambers because this is where we're getting better together. And I want to learn more. I know my listeners want to learn more about what exactly, how can they build a joint venture and create an overnight success with that? Could you share that with us?
Well, thank you so much, Connie, for having me. Absolutely. I mean, I love joint venture marketing as a strategy. Both of my business partner and I, we believe, and you know, so far we haven't found anything that would disprove that joint venture marketing is the fastest way to grow your business. I've known people who have gotten into their business and done their joint ventures, and all of a sudden they were on the map where before nobody knew of them. And it happened so quickly. It's unbelievable. And So I'm excited to talk about it. It's definitely one of my favorite strategies. And, you know, there's much more to it than partnering or than finding a joint venture partner. You have to make sure you're ready to do joint ventures. And hopefully that's what we'll be talking about today.
We are definitely going to be talking about joint ventures today. We're really going to take a deep dive into what it takes to create a joint venture partnership program, reach out to the right people that are in your niche. But also, Milana's going to share what to watch out for, what to be careful of, what to avoid, not only what to avoid in terms of what joint venture partnerships might not be right for you, but which ones are right for you, but also how can you get somebody to be out there promoting you, your program, your services to their clientele. Really, really exciting information. Milana, we're going to be going to break shortly, but I have another question before we go to break. You came here over 20 years ago with no idea, no sense of business. So what got you really moving in the path of business and creating and really taking a deep dive into joint venture marketing?
Yeah, as I was listening for your introduction today, I realized that I had not said the word business until I came to America. So my first 19 years of my life, I never used the word business. It was just not part of my vocabulary. So it's fascinating how that has changed and how I changed just by coming here. But I think that one of the reasons that I was really interested in starting a business initially is because I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, which ended up to be a work-at-home mom. So that was my one big initiative. But also, I was looking for a creative outlet. As a musician, I was constantly creating. I was writing music. I was developing lesson plans because I was studying to be a music teacher. I was constantly creating. And, you know, I just didn't have that outlet here. And so when the whole idea of creation as part of my business became part of my life, I realized that this is what I was supposed to be doing all along. So, you know, it gave me that opportunity to be creative, to be rewarded for the things that I create out of thin air. That's the beauty of building your own business. It's fascinating. That's exactly what I've done with music, and this is what I've done in business.
And it is really fascinating for entrepreneurs, especially speakers or coaches, you know, people that don't have a widget. And it's what am I selling? I mean, you're really, it ends up where you're selling yourself and the services and your creativity that where you're able to help other people become very successful in their businesses. But why joint venture? I mean, why did you decide to really work in the joint venture arena?
Well, I started my business officially in 2002. That's when I actually quit my job. I was making about $500 a month from my business by then. So, then I went kind of full time into my business with a little baby and a 5-year-old at home. And what I remember thinking is that there's so many things I could be doing. So I started doing exactly what everybody else was doing, visiting online forums, posting messages, writing articles, doing newsletters, networking, all of those things that you know you're being taught to build a business. But then I accidentally did a joint venture with somebody, and my mailing list that took me 4 years to grow to 2,000 people doubled in a matter of 2 weeks. I went from 2,000 to about 4,000 people in 2 weeks from doing a joint venture. And I realized that if I am to build the business and I want to see it being profitable, I need to do more of these joint ventures. And a joint venture is a matter of a conversation with somebody, a relationship building conversation. And, you know, it's really cool when you can have a 15-minute conversation with somebody and that will ensure thousands of dollars of business for you just from a 15-minute conversation. And some days that's all the time I had, you know, raising two small kids. I just
raising two small kids or even just having business and just finding the time to do everything in the day, but you still know, hey, I need to be out there marketing. I need to be having conversations with people. And And to know that it's as simply as having a 15-minute conversation with somebody and realizing, is this a match? Is this a not match? You know, is there something that we can be doing here together? I mean, it's powerful. It's a powerful tool that we all should have in our toolbox, especially as being entrepreneurs, because you're trying to do everything yourself and it doesn't always work that way.
And it's also so much more fun to work with other people building your business. A lot of coaches, authors, speakers, consultants, they call themselves solopreneurs, and it's very lonely. Joint ventures can fix that in a minute.
It is very lonely. And I know and when I'm working on a project with somebody, and it's your accountability partner, because you know you have to perform and they know they have to perform for you. So it's powerful. It's just fantastic to have. Well, we're going to be going into break right now, but keep listening because you don't want to miss any of the good stuff from Milana Leshinsky.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found the sea of green.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Well, it's Connie Fife, and I'm back, and joining me is Milana Leshinsky, and she's sharing her magic to becoming basically an overnight success through the use of joint ventures. So, Milana, I do want to go jump back, though, because you were a classical musician, I understand. You love ballroom dancing, and you play the piano. Are you still involved with that in any of that music?
Yeah, I feel a little guilty just hearing the question, Connie, to be honest with you.
Oh, no.
I still have the piano, and kids play the piano. My son is actually very good. He got to a level that I never got. I don't know if it's because his hands are bigger or he has more patience, practicing, but he definitely got into pieces that I was never even interested by my teachers. I do play. It's kind of like maybe a stress relief, but I don't practice. I don't work on my skills anymore. And the only reason that I can think of is because it's no longer the biggest passion in my life. Because, up until I was early 20s, that's all I did. I lived through music, between the ages of 8 and 20-something until I came to the States. And I had to find a new passion because I don't know how I knew that or what was going through my head, but I knew I wanted to make money. I didn't want to be on welfare. I wanted to be safe and secure in my life.
Nice.
It pushed me to find something else. That's where, I went to school to become a computer programmer, got my degree, became a web designer, and then discovered this whole thing called internet marketing. And, build a business starting from that point on, and got into coaching and now working with thousands of coaches who are looking to build their business online as well.
And it's funny how so many of us got into this business almost by tripping over it.
Yes.
Isn't it amazing? I like to say that. I mean, I tripped over it. I mean, I was, as many of our listeners know, I was a CEO of Girl Scouts. And when we did this major reorganization back in 2006, like, who knew that I didn't, that I was going to be out of a job because they decided to do a major realignment. But how I really tripped over it is when they called me back several months later to come back and coach the new CEO. And I was like, wow, I was like, dang, I think I have a job. I think I could grow a business out of this.
Yeah.
And that's really how I went down that path of, starting with coaching. And again, it's all about leadership. How do you make that emotional connection? It's organizational happiness. And what you're talking about, what we're talking about today, joint ventures, this is just such a powerful tool to add to someone's toolbox.
And I tripped over it in the internet marketing area, and I didn't know anything about coaching. It's just that coaches kept hiring me to create their website. So I kind of got interested. What is this coaching thing?
Right.
And apparently it was the fastest growing profession early 2000. So I actually remember while I was still at work, I got a free coaching session with an ex-cop.
Oh.
And I asked him, so is that what you do? He goes, yes, I'm retired and I got into coaching and this is how I get my, coaching hours apparently for accreditation. So that was a lot of fun for me to discover what coaching was. And I just got fascinated by this whole idea of life coaching, business coaching, making money by talking to somebody on the phone. My husband still thinks that I make money out of thin air. Well, a lot of people have no clue what is it that I do every day.
No, that's really interesting because a few years ago, and I was moving from Pennsylvania to California for a short time. I had an office, but for a short time, I was staying at my mom in the transition. I remember my brother coming in and saying, "I need some work with my. I'm starting a new business, and I need help. And you're going to do it." And I looked at him, and I'm like, no. He's like, well, you're not doing anything. You just sit here.
Somebody needs you.
I was like,
yeah. I have
I'm not just sitting here all day.
One of my biggest pet peeves is people knocking on my door during the day, knowing that I'm home, not understanding that I actually run a business from home, thinking that I can talk to landscape people, driveway sealers, pizza delivery guys, coupon guys. So it's a lot of people, even it's 2015, many people don't understand exactly what it is like to run a business from home and that you could actually make a ton of money. Staying home, doing what you love. It's really
what's
a new concept still.
It is a new concept. So what secrets could you share, you know, with the mom or dad, you know, who want to build a business while balancing their family? What would you suggest to them?
First of all, know that it is possible. I think a lot of people who have never met a real live home-based entrepreneur, they don't believe that it's possible. I have a friend whose husband just never met another entrepreneur working from home, making good money. So he won't let her quit her job. And I'm working on that with her. but I think surrounding yourself with people who are entrepreneurs is step one. I remember that one of my clients was a freelancer, and she kept dripping her message on my mind. Every week we talked about her website project, and she would remind me that you can do it. It's possible. I will help you. I'll give you as much web design work as I possibly can.
Right.
So I got fortunate with a client who understood my mentality. Just I wasn't ready. My mindset wasn't there yet. And so she was really helping me out. The other thing is, last year, I made my first million, which didn't seem that significant anymore because I knew that's where I was headed.
Right.
But when I first quit my job, my goal was to literally wait until my daughter was ready for school and then go back to work. So I quit my $30,000 a year job and run my business. When my daughter turned 5 and was ready to go to school, I was already making $250,000. So I obviously I did not go back to my $30,000 a year.
Obviously.
Job.
Right.
So it was very exciting. And the biggest secret I'm going to share with everybody, actually, I'm going to give you two. I think I didn't have any experience, Connie, in any of the business arena, but there is one thing that I did right. I specialized. I niched myself. If I didn't do that, I think I would be out of business very quickly. I decided.
No, you have to niche yourself. That's
real
important. Yes.
I decided to create websites only for coaches. And from there, I started really educating myself about marketing a coaching business. I wasn't designing websites for dog walkers, chiropractors, dentists. You know, I really, really niche. So that's the first thing is specialize as soon as you can. Become the ultimate expert on one topic, on something. And then the second thing, focus on what you're really good at. And hopefully that thing is also something that people are willing to pay for. Solve a big problem. Businesses are born out of solving problems.
Yes.
But also, hopefully you can focus on something that you really enjoy doing. I have the luxury of having a team of 12 people right now. But when I first started, I didn't. So I had to really work on this idea. Like, what could I do all day long and not be sick of it or not be bored?
Right.
And it came to me. I love to develop products. I love to create. So in my company right now, I am the head product developer and a head trainer. And I love that. I have nothing to do with Facebook advertising, with a lot of the things that we do with the back end shopping cart. I could probably do all of that, but I don't because...
No, like you said, you'd really have to specialize. I have a team around me. I have 7. And they do all of that. Because my time is better spent and, you know, what I'm doing with my coaching. But you know what? It wasn't always easy to get to where I know where I'm at today. What about you? I mean, was it always easy for you? Like right from the start? I mean, what obstacles did you have? Or, you know, what was one of the most memorable failures that you had along the way?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I was working on creating my products and then they wouldn't sell. And that was very disappointing.
Mm.
And I couldn't figure out why. Now I know, you know, one of the biggest reasons was to sell a product online. You need a great sales letter. You need a great sales page. So you either need to hire a good copywriter who can write it for you or you need to study copywriting. And I actually chose to do the second.
Oh, okay.
I don't recommend it necessarily, but it's helpful. You can always hire somebody.
It's good to know, too. Like you said, I mean, we could probably step back and do all of those other jobs, but, you know, why should we? But so it is helpful to know them and understand them at least.
And here's the thing. You asked me, was it ever hard? Or, you know, for me, it was hard the first few years when I didn't have a list and I didn't understand the the value of having a mailing list of prospects. Once I built my list, like when I hit 5,000 subscribers, something happened. Something clicked in my business. I started making money, like sales on a regular basis. People started to invite me to joint venture with them. They were promoting me. I would be promoting them. I would be frequent guest on telesummits. It just started getting really, really smooth. I can't say it was easy, but things worked. You know, when you do something right. marketing and no right. results, that is so disappointing and frustrating. But my marketing started paying off because of my list. That's why I love joint ventures. It's the fastest way to build a list.
And if it's not working, I mean, this is just a recommendation for everybody. If it's something isn't working, just go back. It might be just a smallest tweak, just something minor that you have to change. But then reach out to other joint venture opportunities. I mean, they're out there.
Yeah. Well, and one of the biggest ways to get a joint venture partner to promote you is to have a super awesome product. It doesn't need to be, it's not rocket science. It just needs to focus on solving a problem that people already exhibited interest in solving and they're willing to pay for it, right? So hot product, that's how you get joint venture partners to say yes to you.
What would you say one of your most proudest accomplishments would be throughout your business?
I mean, the fact that I've been in business for almost 15 years, I mean, that is crazy to me. I didn't even know there was a possibility to fail or there was a possibility that I might go out of business. That was never on my mind. I was never aware of the statistic.
That's so awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. We're going to have to head off to break right now, but really quick, tell our listeners how they can learn more about you.
Just go to Milana.com. My first name, M-I-L-A-N-A, Milana.com. You'll learn more than you want to know about me.
Well, that's pretty easy. So if you have any questions for Milana or myself, call in right now at 800-930-2819. We'll be right back after the break.
Being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Hey, Owen, I just heard about this book on the Dr. Pat Show, and these reviews on Amazon are amazing.
Oh, yeah? What's the book?
It's called Conscious Being by T.J. Woodward.
Oh, he's the Awakened Living radio host.
Yeah. This book looks like just the guide we've been looking for to really connect and make those conscious changes in our everyday relationships and experiences.
I love it. Can we get it on our Kindle apps?
Of course.
To learn more about Conscious Being and author T.J. Woodward, visit ConsciousBeingBook.com.
Cy Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Cy has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Cy now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Put a little woohoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Well, there's a little smooth music to take you into the rest of your day, brought to you by my dear friend, our engineer, Brian, who does always an awesome job.
Oh, thank you.
Every week. Hey.
Oh, you're the best, Connie.
Well, welcome back to Master's Chambers. And today we're talking with Milana Leshinsky, who is sharing the impact that you can make to your business when you discover the power of joint venture partnerships. Hey, Milana, I want to talk more about the relevance of JB Partners for the business sector. I mean, entrepreneurs are working all over the planet. So how can joint ventures quickly increase someone's client base?
Yeah. So first of all, let me just say that the words joint venture actually means something different for, the bigger companies, like, companies coming together and joint venturing, supporting each other. They're coming together almost like a merger happening. So in the marketing arena, joint venturing means something slightly different. And I actually didn't know that until I started doing more joint ventures, and companies would approach me to teach joint ventures to organizations and to corporate and to really be interviewed about this topic. And I was clueless. I had no idea there was another meaning of joint ventures. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about joint venture marketing that is done between coaches, authors, speakers, consultants, product developers, and I'm going to say smaller companies, small entrepreneurs.
Yeah, I mean, that's so true, because I'm actually in a joint venture. I'm joining, just started. We're in the initial process of that, of doing our sales and leadership summit, which is going to lead into a full year of a Masterful Leadership Academy. And to be asked to do that with an organization is so awesome. But I know today we really want to talk about the joint venture marketing and how can somebody really quickly increase that client base.
Yeah, one of the biggest, first, most important steps that you want to make before starting to approach joint venture partners is to get very clear on who your target market is, who your target audience is, because that is the common factor between you and your potential joint venture partners. If I have a product that is perfect for coaches and you are selling to chiropractors, we are not going to make great joint venture partners because we have a different audience. We cannot complement each other or support each other. On the other hand, if you have a program that would be great for coaches, and I have a program that is great for coaches, and they're helping, they're focused on different pain points, different problems, but they're still for coaches, then you and I can become joint venture partners.
So there's no concern about competing with a similar coach who's offering a similar product. You're really looking for somebody where you can complement each other. Is that correct?
Well, that's what we teach people. And I'm so glad you're asking that, Connie, because sometimes I get this question, well, you know, why would I promote other life coaches if I'm a life coach?
Right.
Well, everybody is a life coach these days. You, your neighbor, your mother, you know, local grocery clerk. I've seen the word coach written on a name tag in Walmart. So everybody is a coach. What makes you different? What makes you unique? So we encourage, you know, my business partner and I created a company called JV Insider Circle. So it's a community of hundreds of people who are open to joint ventures together. One of the things we do right away is we train people on how to become a great JV partner, how to approach joint venture partners. And so this is one of the biggest things is we say you need to specialize. You're right. Another life coach will not promote you if you're just another life coach. So you need to specialize. Maybe you are a life coach who focuses on helping people with time management. And another life coach specializes in relationships. And yet another one is in parenting as an expert. Now you can support each other, right? You don't ever want to feel like you are competing. You never want to feel like you're giving your business away. That's not a good feeling. So you want to specialize.
Well, so then how does somebody, and I know you go into a lot more of this with your JV community partner, but how does somebody really find that hot JV partner that they want to work with?
There are many ways to do that. You can definitely do this online and look for other coaches, experts, entrepreneurs who are marketing to your target audience. You can look at who's publishing newsletters to your market, who's conducting teleseminars, who's running a YouTube channel meant for your market, who created products and training systems for your target audience. So that's the first way to do that. Another way to do that is by asking for reference or referrals, rather. You know, one of the best ways to connect with a JV partner in a meaningful way is through somebody that you have a relationship with, because then the trust is not that of an issue, right? You're trusting somebody who's sending you business or somebody sending you potential joint venture partner. The best way that I found to connect mm-hmm. with a joint venture partner is through live events. I found many JV partners that way. It wasn't easy, mainly because a lot of people don't understand joint venture marketing. So when I start talking about, hey, let's connect, let's see how we can support each other. Sometimes people look at me funny. They don't understand what I'm talking about. So actually, part of the JV Insider Circle is a live event called the JV Experience, where you walk into a room full of hundreds of people, and everybody there understands joint ventures. Everybody knows
why
it's
like
to connect. Yeah, so it's no games, no trying to find the right things to say. People know.
People now. And that's interesting that you're doing that. And I think it's powerful that you're doing that. I had someone ask me once, they were looking for a JV partner. They had truly a misunderstanding of what that concept meant. They thought they had to buy somebody's services to do their mailing list. That is not what a JV partner is all about. I mean, a JV partner is helping, supporting, growing each other. Help me if I'm wrong, but there is no financial exchange of hands here at all.
Almost never. The only exception is that if somebody is really wanting to connect with somebody, but they are so inaccessible and unapproachable because they're so successful, you can't get a hold of them, then one way that we actually teach is to buy something from them, and that's how you get on their radar. Because you wouldn't delete an email from a customer, would you? You would probably read it, especially if it says nice things about you and your product. And
absolutely.
So we are definitely recommending that as one strategy. But no, I mean, generally, a joint venture is all about a relationship. I like you, you like me, we are marketing to the same target audience. Hey, let's do something together.
And even buying or purchasing their product or their services, whatever they have. I mean, that's, like you said, Ed, that's letting them know that's, you know, getting on their radar so they know who you are, and, you know, and again, building that relationship, but doing it in a way that's going to be supportive and helpful of each other too.
And, exactly. And we see that a best joint venture partner, or the best joint venture, is when your partner gets the better deal than you do.
Yes.
And if each partner thinks the same way, right?
Well, what mistakes should somebody avoid? I mean, we talked about how you can find somebody, but what should they avoid?
There's one biggest mistake I'm going to mention, and that is approaching somebody completely out of the blue and asking them to promote you. That is a big taboo in our industry. You wouldn't come up to somebody and say, hey, I've got this product, would you promote it for me to your audience? Because it's an instant turnoff. First of all, you're not going to get what you want anyway. Second, you're going to push that person away from you, and it's just not a good way to do business. You want to build a relationship first. You want to give before asking. You want to build a relationship.
Oh, that goes back to what I always say, service before sales. You need to provide a service. You need to build that really strong relationship with somebody before you make an ask. Because, I mean, I still believe in people are going to work with, buy from people they know, like, and trust. And I don't think that that's ever going to go away. And especially with today's technology and the economy, the way it's been over the last decade or so, people are very skeptical about what they're purchasing,
sure,
about the partnerships that they're building, those relationships that they have. They're very, very skeptical about who they choose to work with.
Yep. And I'll tell you, a lot of people think it's the money that people want. Hey, promote my product, I pay you 50% commission. It maybe was true 10 years ago. It's no longer true. Today,
it's
people
no
want
longer.
To know first.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to head into break. Again, if you have any questions for Milana or myself, call in now at 800-930-2819. And hey, you want to keep listening, because coming up next is the lightning round, where I'll be putting Milana in the hot seat. So stay tuned.
You're so ambitious for a juvenile, but then if you're so smart, tell me, why are you still so afraid?
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend Connie Fife, Mondays 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Well, hello there. This is Connie Fife, and you're listening to Master's Chambers. And joining me today is Balana Leshinsky. Joint ventures can make you an overnight success. Don't believe me? Just ask Balana. Well, let's get ready to rock. Balana, this section, it's all about you. It's our lightning round where we ask 10 questions, and you may answer or you may pass. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I got my boxing gloves on.
All righty. It's not that tough. So what is your favorite TV show?
Friends. I even dedicated my book to it.
Oh, wow. And who is your first celebrity crush?
Kurt Russell.
Okay. How about your hidden talents? But I think we talked about some of those already today.
I actually discovered when I was 39 that I can dance. So half of my life right now is ballroom dancing and Latin dancing. Just can't get enough of it.
Wow. I would love to do something like that. What's your favorite business or leadership book?
I love Seth Godin's Unleashing the Idea Virus. Talks about how to create a product where marketing is already built into it.
Nice. I like Seth Godin as well. Awesome. He's a great, great author. Who's your most influential person?
Most influential person, I would say, holy cow, I can't answer that question. Oh, wow. I got so many. So I like people who are very creative. Can I say my favorite author instead, my influential author?
Sure, absolutely.
Ken Follett, or Follett, depending on how you say it, Pillars of the Earth. I read all of his books, and the reason he's influential for me is because I generally don't read books. English is my second language, and he just got me back into reading, and I love it.
Oh, nice. What is your worst habit?
My worst habit is that I like to eat in front of a TV. Is that bad? I grew up doing that, watching my dad.
What is your favorite success quote?
Commitment by investment. I heard it on Shark Tank. You invest, and that is you how you commit. Until you pay money to somebody, you are not really committed to doing the thing that you want to do.
Ah, nice. Who's your cheerleader, the person that keeps you going?
Who is my cheerleader? Is that what you asked?
Yes, yes. Who is your cheerleader?
I would say my mom is definitely at the top of that list. She came to America at 39, learned English at 39, became a computer programmer, and is one of the top programmers in her company. So she's definitely, maybe she should be my role model. I take back that previous answer.
Wow. I'm impressed with mom. Well, can you imagine living your life any other way?
I tried. I was not successful imagining my life in any other way. I think I would be an unemployed music teacher in Ukraine if I weren't doing this. Oh. So I'm extremely grateful for the opportunity that I got here to do what I do.
And what advice would you give to your younger self?
Be patient and follow the process. Don't get frustrated if it doesn't work. Just follow the process. It will work.
Mm-hmm. Well, Balana, you've been a beautiful guest. So one more time, how can our listeners contact you?
So if you go to my main website, milana.com, M-I-L-A-N-A.com, that's where you can kind of find general information and see what I'm up to. You can also go to jvinsidercircle.com to learn a little bit more about joint ventures, jvinsidercircle.com. There's a blog. We are launching a podcast in a few months. There's a lot of information about how you can joint venture within your industry and grow your business much, much faster and with a lot more fun.
Great, great. That's awesome. Do you have any last minute parting words for our listeners?
I think the only way to live the life on your terms is to really have your own business. I teach my kids, both of them. My daughter is not, she's a little scared about what kind of business she will start, but she knows she will start something. And my son is already considering starting a company as he's graduating next year. Business is the vehicle to your ideal lifestyle because there's no other way. You cannot get wealthy or get the lifestyle you want by working for someone else. But also, something really critical has to happen in your life or around you for you to make that decision. I've known people just can't decide to let go of their job and start a business. And that's really up to you. And that decision is going to change your life. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a hard decision for many people. And like
get
for
a
us,
coach.
So
I guess
we
maybe,
tripped over it.
I think getting a coach is maybe the last part in words I should be saying, because that's how you get that courage, motivation, and the tools, the how-to on starting your own business.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it's time to consider a joint venture partnership. It's the fastest way to get clients, grow your business, and generate sales. Discover exactly how to find JV partners, what mistakes to avoid, and how to become a top JV marketer in your niche by contacting Milana at Milana.com. Well, thanks for chatting with us. We'll be back again next week right here on Masters Chambers because we are getting better together. Your comments are always welcome. Send an email to teamfife at ConnieFifeSpeaks.com because I love hearing from you. What I wanted to talk about for a minute, because we've really been talking about JV partnerships today, and I mentioned a little bit ago that I am entering into another JV partnership, and I am just so excited about it that I wanted to share a little bit more information about that with you, because this is for people who are ready to transform from thinking like a manager and becoming a leader in your niche. And Milana even said it earlier today, figure out what your niche is and then become a leader in that niche. The JV partnership that I'm talking about, I'm joining up with the number one rated sales trainer. His name is Todd Novak, right here in Southern California. And he and myself, Connie Fife, in Orange County, California, we are putting together a sales and leadership summit. We are so excited about this because the sales and leadership summit is going to be one day in November, and we are going to really take a deep dive. We are opening our kimono and we are sharing everything with you and what you need to do to understand to build relationships. And then our second program that we've put together is that for the full year, following year, we are putting together a master leadership summit. And again, you're going to want to hear more about that. So I want you to stay tuned. If you want more information on that, just give me a call. I'll speak to you, or a member of Team Fife will speak to you. You could reach me at 909-758-1120. But Milana has a great giveaway as well. So head on over to her website and you're going to learn her 12 tips on creating JV partnerships, the do's and the don'ts. I hope to see you all over there. For more free tips on how you can transform managers into leaders while creating organizational happiness, head on over to my website at www.ConnieFifeSpeaks.com. I'll see you over there. Thanks for listening. Have a great week, and we'll be talking with you again next week right here on Masters Chambers.
You've been listening to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Tune in each Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices so you too can create a culture of emotional engagement, getting better together. Connie is available for corporate speaking and executive training. To book Connie or to catch the archive, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.